Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. We got the, and we'll find out what happens in the near future because we were just talking about the Northwestern situation. Pat Fitzgerald suspended for 2 weeks, but the president says he's looking at it again and seeing whether or not it's going to be
But this is harsher. What bothers me, John. I saw, you know, we didn't know what was going on with the rise. It was horrible allegations and all that stuff, and all of us felt like, man, he's not going to make it. And the Buffalo Bills did not wait for any investigation. They said, you're done. They got rid of him. Because, you know, it's a bad look if you think that you've got somebody who is abusive to women. And then it just turns out that when more information, there was more...
Yeah.
When more information came through and people actually finished the investigation, she lied about Matt Araiza. It was not accurate. They found that it was a lie. He's off. You know, she's still trying to sue him civilly. I don't think she has any chance, to be honest with you. But it was, and that guy's life was completely changed. I just think that we need to, I know we're in a hurry to comment, but I think the public, the outcry from media that is amplified now through social media, so many people got on and former, you know, alumni of Northwestern, which is a big media hub. You know that, Syracuse, Northwestern, right? Boy, this is despicable. If true, this is despicable. And, you know, you gotta get your licks in and let everyone know that you're against hazing and all that stuff, which, no kidding, you're against that. But now you've got, well, we're going to relook at this again. Well, what if this is true? I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it isn't. What if it's true that this person is trying to get him fired and is contacting, you know, if they bow to pressure because you have social media amplifies it, but all the information they have is that this is not a fireable offense, but they fire him because they just feel like, you know, the heat is too hot because of social media amplification. I think that becomes the same thing that happened to Matt Araiza. If the information does not warrant, if the information contradicts the initial claim, you cannot bow down to public torches, the torchbearers and the amplification of social media, just because they are saying they're believing everything that came from, you know, the person making the claim. There's got to be another person making the same claim. There has to be if this happened to multiple players. There has to be.
Yeah, well, they had a six-month investigation. We'll see. I don't know. You're right. It'll all come out in the wash whether or not, you know, and for Pat Fitzgerald and for that whole organization. If it's true, it sucks.
But
you
it is
what?
A $200,000 fine, by the way. I mean, that's what I did. I ran the math on it. His salary comes out to, you missed 2 weeks, that's $200,000 no pay. First of all, I'd love to get a paycheck that said $200,000.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, that would be totally sweet. And you know what? If your paychecks every 2 weeks are $200,000, meh, you ain't missing that bad. It ain't missing. You're going to be okay.
Let me know when you get a $200,000.
I ain't worried about his money. I ain't worried about Pat Fitzgerald's money. It's going to be fine. Larry Nassar, I'm not sure if he's going to be fine.
No.
Larry Nassar was the Olympic trainer, doctor, who multiple – it's just the grossest story. How he, I don't even want to, you can't even talk. You should know who Larry Nassar is. If you're in the, if you like sports, you should know who Larry Nassar is. Convicted, is doing life sentences for his role in, for our Olympic gymnastic team. He was convicted of just terrible sexual stuff. He was stabbed multiple times in prison. This is what happens to the Larry Nassars of the world. This is what happens in prison when you are a child fondler, when you hurt children, and that's what Larry Nassar did for years and years and years. So I'm not sure he's going to make it. It's not, you know, I don't wish anything. The facts of the matter is, in prison, those people are not well liked. Those people have got to, and it turned out, I don't know what the circumstances were for it, but it's not surprising at all that it's actually kind of surprising that Larry Nassar has made it this long in prison, if you want to know
the
truth.
Yeah, he got stabbed in the back, stabbed in the chest, were the two. He's in stable condition. I was reading about Jared Fogle. You know, he gets out 2029, by the way. He was beaten up in 2016. In 2016, he was beaten up by another inmate. And he's not, you know, he'll be in protective custody or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, Nassar, with all Nassar's stuff, he was found with child porn. We know that he actively was, you know, sexually assaulted gymnasts and athletes. That's a crazy one. Like, it wouldn't shock me if he doesn't make it out of there.
No. No. And Jared, there's another one. Did you watch that? What was the show?
Catching a Monster.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, where you actually heard video. The lady who, now she made it all about her, so it got a little bit self-indulgent. But hearing the video of Jared, the things he actually said, you hear him say it in these recorded calls. Oh, my gosh. It will shake you. Now, to actually, it's just like we've always said, right? You hear video, you see video, or you hear audio, and things really become real. When you hear what he says, it's like, wow, man, this is some terrible, terrible behavior. And it's not like he was just, you know, he couldn't control it. It's not like he just had this, was born with this or that or the other. It was, he was actively pursuing and had actively engaged in things with people very, very young. It was terrible. It was interesting, but at the same time, man, you got to look into this chair. And this is a guy who was going to schools on a regular basis to visit with kids about, you know, obesity and things like that.
Yeah, and Subway. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got some interesting stuff that maybe we'll talk about C.J. Stroud on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's catch up on breaks with talk a little Stephen Schell and patios.
Yeah, let's talk about Texas Custom Patios expanding. They're in Dallas. They'll soon be in Austin. They've been in Houston. I had Texas Custom Patios build me a patio, I guess it was 2016, and I know I met Rob and some of the other guys over there here in the Houston office and have had great experiences with them. They do such a phenomenal job of walking you through the process of, look, it's a lifelike rendering. This is what your patio is going to look like, your outdoor living space. This is what your kitchen, if you're getting a kitchen, what that's going to look like. Here's where the television will be. Here's where the sound system will be. Depending on your space, they can do really, truly incredible, incredible things there. I mean, you can basically do whatever you want to do. If you have the imagination to do it, they can build it for you. In some cases, they have the imagination to think of things you never even thought of. And now they're building pools as well. So we're talking about pools, kitchens, outdoor living spaces. It's truly about making memories with your family or with your friends. Have that home you've always dreamed of. Instead of buying another home where someone else has built it, build it yourself and stick with your low interest rate on your mortgage and turn your house into a home with TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You better get in a hurry. A couple of things that we haven't talked about yet. Bob Huggins wants back in. He says,
okay, man, well, this has been a wild set of things to talk about. We got the right Pat Fitzgerald that we covered. We barely covered, but Jabari was the star of the weekend to me, at least for the Rockets fans. This Bob Huggins thing, if there's ever been a, hey, you know what? Let me switch courses to make sure I get my payoff. It's this. Yeah. Story is crazy.
It really is. Bob Huggins said, hey, I never resigned. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm coming back. Wait, what? Now, what now?
You'll have to fire me and pay my contract.
Yeah, right. And pay me all that you owe me. When it first came out, Bob Huggins' daughter posted some stuff about the administration and how, you know, unfair it was. Bob, you had a bad month, bruh. Bruh, you had a really rough month. What would
I mean?
You know,
he was in the point twos.
Yeah.
Of DUI, he had already made his comments. Like, there was enough there for fireball
Catholic
offense.
Homophobic slur. I mean, there was. Yeah, it was.
Went after all the Catholics.
Wasn't his best month. Wasn't his best month.
No, and you know, it's so when you resign, you're not going to get your money unless there's a buyout. I think what he's realized is that, and then RJ, you said that there's a college basketball analyst that showed a guest right that has an entire bit of information that shows Bob Huggins' actual resignation. So it may be hard for him to win this one. He claimed his wife had tried to resign for him or something. Look, here's the bottom line. Bob Huggins, if he quits, he's not going to get paid. If he's fired for cause, he may not get paid. But if he's fired for cause and then takes it to court, he may get a buyout. He may be able to get some money. At least it's a maybe. It's not a maybe with the resignation.
Yeah, I don't know, because his cause is... we'll see. We'll see what happens with Bob Huggins. He was in studio with us, and then it just all went south for him.
What did you have, RJ? What were you going to...
Well, this was from John Rothstein. This is the guy who I got it from last week. So this is the statement that Bob Huggins released on June 17th, so 20-some-odd days ago. And I'll just read the first paragraph. With Mountaineer Nation, today I've submitted a letter to President Gordon G. and Vice President and Director of Athletics, Ren Baker, informing them of my resignation and intention to retire as head men's basketball coach at West Virginia University, effective immediately. Now he's saying he did not write that.
Okay. That was his statement, and then he said, no, I didn't do that.
Well, maybe he said his wife wrote it.
Maybe he never submitted it. We don't know. Whatever the case may be, it'll be interesting to see whether or not Bob gets his money. I don't think he'll ever coach again for West Virginia, but we'll see.
I don't think he'll ever coach again in basketball.
No, probably not. Probably not. Did you see this video of Bryce Matthews, the Astros 28th overall pick?
Well, the baseball video of it?
No, the football video when he's a quarterback at Atascocita.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, man. He looks like a good athlete, so we'll find out. He really looks like he's... he can run. He can throw. He's got, you know, he was a good football player. He was their quarterback at Atascocita.
John, do you want to get to Willie? He's calling because he wants to complain about the wheelhouse.
Oh,
and the wheelhouse is not your friend.
No, that's they're my arch enemies. Actually, go ahead, Willie.
Thanks for taking my call. Unlike the wheelhouse on Friday, had me on hold for 2 hours. I was calling because the football expert on that channel always talking about people should be fired. I wasn't going to call until I heard the call from Dr. Dre this morning, and he was talking about the program, so I was kind of scared to call. But I went on call anyway because I never been one just to shut up and dribble. Thank you.
Okay. What was Dre complaining about that we got on him about?
Roosh Williams.
Oh, yeah, Roosh.
Roosh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he went after Roosh.
I don't know. Did Roosh say
I think he just doesn't like Roosh's Rockets opinions or something. I don't know.
Well, because Roosh tweeted out over the weekend that he'll be doing hits on ESPN 97.5. Uh-huh.
But he has beef with him through Twitter somehow.
Yeah, why is Dr. Dre upset about that?
That's what I want to know.
Roosh is going to go to the games. He's going to bring back post game. He's going to follow the team. He's going to be there.
Wait. I'm trying to figure out what Willie was saying. Does Willie want the wheelhouse fired for keeping him on hold for 2 hours?
I would fire him for that. I think that's probably a fireable offense.
You think that's a fireable offense?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You don't keep somebody on hold for 2 hours. It's probably, I don't know. The wheelhouse needs sanctions. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And if that means that some heads got to roll, then that's fine too.
Now, this doesn't have anything to do with you being named Chump of the Week on Wheelhouse, right?
This has nothing to do with that and okay. those people. But listen.
You did supplant Paul as Chump of the Week. So you're sure that this has nothing to do with you calling for their firing now or sanctions, I should say, for keeping somebody on hold for 2 hours.
Listen, both could be true. Okay, I could erroneously have been chosen Chump of the Week, and they still need to be fired. Those two things could both be true, Lance. Okay, they're not mutually exclusive.
That's true, although typically they would be linked.
Well, no. Listen, I'm not going to recuse myself because I do have an axe to grind. Granted, they're stupid, and they chose me as the Chump of the Week in their ignorance. But it really has nothing to do with that. We have to cater. We need as many listeners as possible. Willie's on hold for 2 hours, and you won't go to him. Is that catering to listeners? No. Is that taking care of your listenership? No. Okay? Those people need to be sanctioned. Those people need, and in some instances, maybe fired. Okay? So let's make sure that we take care of our listeners, and I'm taking care of Willie right now. Willie, I'm on your side on this one.
Yeah, you aren't on his side with Dusty.
I am on his side with Dusty. Listen.
Dusty and Maldonado, all Maldonado did was hit home runs all weekend long.
Yeah, and you know, he finally got a hit on Twitter. In his 23rd at bat. Okay, that's great.
Hey,
so, yeah,
hot streaks happen at some point.
And look at what happens. No, Maldonado did a nice job. When Maldonado does well, you got to give it up for him. He hit two homers, and he hadn't had a hit in the seven.
Two homers in two games. That's a pace right there. That's a trend.
And he had like two hits in seven previous games. But that's neither here nor there. The dude came up big, and you know what? Big ups. Big ups, because he should be – he should be starting every game. Maldonado needs to start every game with his 169 average. There's no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind that if he can hit a home run, you know, two home runs in a weekend, then why wouldn't we have him out there every day? Why wouldn't we? I mean, yeah. Now, see, Willie changed. Oh, when we come back, we have to get to the CJ Stroud stuff. On the
first
other side, right
one, by the way, Maldonado's actually hitting 172, not 169.
Well, he was until he hit the home run.
And he's also got seven more home runs than you have this year.
Oh, no. And Dusty has 2,000 plus more wins than I do. Yes, absolutely. And I still wouldn't start Maldonado at 172 batting average. It's time for me to talk. Listen, you know how I get through this? You know how I get through with what I think are poor decisions by the Wheelhouse or Dusty Baker? You know how I get through it? Coors Light. It's how I get through most everything. If you don't think that we played golf here yesterday in Chicago and we had a few Coors Lights, then you would be wrong if you think that didn't happen. But that's on you. I am keeping Chicago chill. You need to keep Texas chill. Coors Light is keeping Texas chill. If you have any, if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're not either of those two things, if you're just blah, if the day is going great, if the day is going poorly, whatever the case may be, stay chill. And you stay chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Making your summers a little cooler. It is hot out there, people. How are you going to stay refreshed? There's one way. The world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light is the official beer of League's Cup 2023. Refreshing the game. Refreshing everything around it. Make sure your mountains are blue. Always have, for your friends to come over, some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing blue mountains in that refrigerator waiting for them. But celebrate responsibly. Thank you.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it!
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. I don't know why we got Beanie. Where did this come from? Where did this audio come from? But I saw it, not only, RJ, that you put it in the rundown, but I saw these quotes about Beanie Wells talking about C.J. Stroud. CBS Sports had him? Okay. I don't know why they had Beanie Wells on, but okay. So CBS talked to Beanie Wells, and apparently Beanie Wells thinks C.J. Stroud compares most to, well, let's start with.
So hold on. So Ohio State's Beanie Wells is talking about Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and is it favorably, John?
Yes, very.
Oh, okay.
Extremely.
Wow, surprising to hear. What did he say?
Well, here's what he had to say. He compared him to Joe Burrow.
You know, I think it'll translate well. You look at what he is. He's a prototypical pocket passer. He's a guy that doesn't like to get outside the pocket and run unless he has to. He makes all the right throws, very accurate, very consistent. If you're talking about comparisons, I compare him to Joe Burrow in terms of his accuracy.
Ooh.
And a Matt Ryan. I know people don't really say that a whole lot, but a Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan's earlier years in Atlanta, he was very good. I think Stroud could be those two guys.
I saw some negativity about this comparison to Matt Ryan. I don't really see Ryan.
Yeah, no.
Matt Ryan was an MVP. They have such a hard time dealing with a black quarterback compared to a white quarterback. My comp on him is Jared Goff, and it's not meant as a negative at all.
Yeah, but you have to compare guys.
Have to, but the internet would prefer that I do it because it makes them feel better for whatever reason. I just like trying to compare a guy who reminds me of a guy, and if they're the same race, they're the same race. If they're not, they're not. But in this instance, I really did. Like, he's not your typical dual threat. Like, usually you have dual threat quarterbacks coming out of Ohio State, right? JT Barrett, but he wasn't good enough. You had Troy Smith, who came out, who really wasn't good enough. Justin Fields is a dual threat quarterback, although he's been more of a runner, frankly, in the pros than college. Cardell was not really a dual threat. Actually, Dwayne Haskins, I should say, was not a dual threat at all.
No.
He was a very stationary player.
Even though Stephen A. thought.
He thought he was athletic because he was a black quarterback. He thought he was an athletic quarterback. And that's how you knew Stephen A. did not watch any college football. But C.J. Stroud, you know, Matt Ryan, that's actually a decent comparison in terms of he is extremely accurate. Joe Burrow is, I mean, Joe is a really high. I won't give him Joe Burrow yet, but he might be able to prove me wrong, but he's the most accurate quarterback in this draft, and Joe Burrow was extremely accurate coming out. So I don't hate that. When his comparison to Joe Burrow, he talks about his accuracy. Okay, that's not bad. He's not saying he's Joe Burrow, but he's accurate like that. And then when he compares him to Matt Ryan, I said Jared Goff, which is a lesser version of Matt Ryan from a career standpoint, because I'm not as high on him as I might be on Matt Ryan's career. I don't think that's crazy, John, to compare him to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was a good quarterback.
Matt Ryan now has a negative connotation.
Yeah, right.
And he was an MVP.
Matt Ryan
was
a good quarterback for years. You're right.
Yeah.
So when you make comparisons to players, I have to deal with this every year. Comps tend to change. Like, you could read one in 2017, or you could read a comp in 2018 and read and think that's a pretty good comparison, and then read it again in 2023 and think, oh my God, what a terrible comparison. You know what I mean? Because that comparison player is looked at differently just because of recency bias.
Yeah. No, and yeah, anything that may, yeah, you can't, well, don't compare anybody to Deshaun. Used to be, he's a lot like Deshaun Watson. No, you can't say that about a guy. He's not like Deshaun Watson. Well, he looks like he plays like that. No, I don't want to be compared to, yeah. No. I don't want to be compared to Deshaun Watson or anyone, you know, like that because you just can't anymore. No,
okay,
comps change, no question about it.
In 2025, is 2024 is John Granato, and I'm just having you speak for yourself here, and I'll let you speak for the general public. Is Deshaun Watson, is all this stuff going to be over for him? And when I say over, yeah, I know it's never over. But
no.
Realistically, publicly, how often is the sense, when we're looking at Deshaun Watson and how he plays, are we even going to think about all the stuff that went on? The general public.
Forever.
for with you, so you don't think that you can put him in the top five of being a football player?
No. I absolutely thought, listen, he, well, the recency bias, the last I saw Deshaun Watson, he was terrible.
Well, right,
so
right.
I've not put him in there now. If Deshaun Watson plays again like the Deshaun Watson that was coming into his own in the city of Houston, then he absolutely could. But it doesn't mean that all the other stuff is going away. It's not going anywhere. It's always going
to
be
part
of his.
But you don't want to be compared to Deshaun Watson, you're saying, from, you know, off the field.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't want to be. No, you can't compare. Listen, ooh, you just put Deshaun Watson.
Well, you know,
no.
And that's why my editors. Oh, no, don't worry. My editors come back at me when I make comparisons. I had an Aaron Hernandez comp for a player. And from a football standpoint, it was a perfect comparison. It was a tight end. I'd have to go back and see who it was. And they said, and I understood. They're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to do this comp. I said, okay, you know, I get it. This was probably 5 years ago. Maybe 4 years ago. And then they had, and then I've had other players that have had off, and some of them I think, come on, really? We can do this comp. This is, you know, ooh, I don't know about a Kareem Hunt comp here or a Tyreek Hill. But, well, Tyreek, I actually did Jaylen Waddle with Tyreek, and that was fine. But there are times where my editorial department will come and just say, hey, what do you think about changing this comp? Because we don't want you to take a bunch of heat. And I'm like, I don't care. They can give me heat, but sometime they'll overrule and say, no, we're just not going to do it. I'll give you an example where the editorial
give me an Aaron Hernandez comp.
Like who the player, like what player? Oh, I would say a good Aaron Hernandez comp would be who plays today might be. I mean, Kelsey wasn't a bad one, actually. I mean, but Aaron Hernandez played about the same time as Travis Kelsey. Let me see. Who is a top-notch tight end? Who is a top three tight end right now?
A top three? Well, uh-huh. It's Kelsey. It's San Francisco. George.
George Kittle is not really, yeah, Aaron Hernandez.
No.
I do think that possibly. I actually think that. He's bigger, but I think because Aaron Hernandez, I think, was 6'3", I believe. So some of it, yet, like, I think Luke Musgrave's game could be comparable to Aaron Hernandez. But it doesn't matter because, like you said, there's certain things where people don't let you. They just don't let you say it. You know what's funny is I had a scout tell me.
How about Goedert?
Luke Goedert. Yeah.
Dallas Goedert.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. I had a scout tell me, and I had this for my – I used to do an article called Sources Say, where I would talk to people around the league during the draft run-up, and they would give me intel. This was actually during the college football season. And I would put what they said, and then I have my own spin. And it had to be anonymous, you know. But I would give some intel into who, you know, where it was coming from, at least a little bit, as much as I could. And on one of them, I had a guy tell me that he thought Lamar Jackson – would be a better wide receiver than quarterback. And his whole point was, look, I don't know how good Lamar's going to be as a passer. This guy's so explosive. I think that as a wide receiver, he could have a massive impact on the game because he can do this, this, and this. You could give him handoffs on jet sweeps. I don't think people would be able to cover him, his yards after catch. And the guy made a relatively compelling argument. I just thought from a passing standpoint, Lamar wasn't far enough off that you would make the position switch. You know what I mean? Like, to me, you got to really be off as a passer. And Lamar's not that far off as a passer that you would do any kind of position switch. But with that said, I thought, well, this is a pretty interesting comment. Now, this is before Bill Polian said anything.
Yeah, Bill Polian did.
And my editor said, I don't want to run this. It's not worth the amount of heat you would take for even listing this. It's not worth the heat that we would get. Trust me, you don't want to. And I'm like, but this is an NFL guy saying this. This is pretty... You know, I don't agree with it, and I would say in my write-up that I don't agree with it, so I would distance myself from it because I didn't agree with it. But the editor ended up being right because you saw as soon as Bill Polian came out and tried to just have an opinion, it was a slaughter. So sometimes the editors, you know, will save yourself from that as well.
Yeah. All right, we got to break it here. I won't mind at all if he's Joe Burrow or Matt Ryan. if C.J. Stroud is either of those guys. I will take that right now from C.J. Stroud. So thank you, Beanie Wells. Thank you, Beanie Wells.
By the way, how many years did Aaron Hernandez play in the NFL?
Six, seven?
Felt like six or seven. He played 3 years in the NFL.
That's it?
I couldn't believe that. Never hit 1,000 yards receiving. Did have 79 catches for 910 yards and seven touchdowns his second year in the league. And in his third year in the league, he only played 10 games and had 483 yards receiving and five touchdowns. Yeah, he only played 3 years in the NFL, only played 38 games.
Wow. All right, breaking it here. And when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way. You do not want to ever miss News of the Weird right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, though, I'm going to talk about my people over at Artisan Grange, my people who are keeping you safe because you dip. My cousin is dipping, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? You're spitting, and it's gross, and your teeth and everything. And I'm like, oh, come on, cuz. I didn't think people in Chicago spit. I thought that was just a Texas, it's a down south thing. But no, he's chewing tobacco. I'm like, oh, I got to get you some artists. I got to get you. You do not want to do this to yourself. First of all, the danger that you're putting yourself in. Secondly, how gross it is, dipping, okay? Because it is. You got the stuff that's all in your teeth. Name the woman. She can't wait to get a hold of a guy that's just spitting into a cup with the smell and the tobacco and the grossness. No, it just doesn't happen. Here's the deal. Is you've got all of these different flavors, mint, dark mint, citrus, berry, you've got cinnamon, you've got tobacco flavor. You want it to feel like you're chewing, you want that same flavor that you're getting right now, you got it. They've got all the different flavors at 975dip.com, but it's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil in it. You've got CBD oil, which is helping you. You're not going to be spitting. You can actually swallow it, and it will be helpful to you as opposed to the harmful effects of chewing tobacco. Stop. If you want to stop, go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN, 975.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here. I'm looking at a video here. Lance, a guy at a Machine Gun Kelly concert, he brought a piece of paper that says, I'm from Mexico. I came all the way from Mexico for you to punch me in the face. And so Machine Gun Kelly punched him in the face. Do you want to get punched in the face by Machine Gun Kelly?
No. Do I want anyone to punch me in the face? No. Did you really come just to be punched in the face?
Yeah.
You came from Mexico to be punched in the face at a concert?
Yes.
Now, that sounds like something you'd ask somebody on OnlyFans to do, not Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, right, but Machine Gun Kelly... I just if I was going to get punched in the face.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where his hands are. He and Megan Fox are together, right?
No, right, but he's kind of skinny.
Yeah.
Like,
I wouldn't mind him as opposed to, like, say, I don't know, Hulk Hogan punching me in the face. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I had to get punched in the face.
That's the one.
There is a microscopic bag. It looks like a handbag. It's smaller than a grain of salt. It's sold for... How much would you pay for a handbag? It's yellow. It's yellowish. It is smaller than a grain of salt. How much would you pay for it?
$0.00.
$63,750. That's what it went for.
What? What are
I'm
you
not
talking
sure
about? What are you talking
what you
about?
Could carry around
smaller
in that
than
handbag.
A grain of salt.
It's smaller than a grain of
just
salt.
Whoever sold that should be arrested for fraud.
No, you can actually see that. You got to put a microscope on it, but you can see. And actually, it has designs in it. It's unbelievable. It sold for $63,000.
How do I even Google this? What do I even Google?
Google MS. CHF and MSCHF.
Oh, no. These are the people that do those giant red boots?
Yeah. And they got a handbag. Handbag. That's smaller than a grain of salt. It sold for $63,000. Lance, how long before... Well, this is an interesting story. Apparently, this couple got married. 24 hours after their wedding, the husband ghosted her.
24 hours after they got married?
They were married.
What do you mean he ghosted her? He stopped... Wait, what do you mean by he left her?
Apparently, yeah. They met in Dallas. She met her husband in Dallas. They moved to Sydney. They got married as soon as the visa got approved. I got home and literally 90% of his stuff had disappeared.
Wow.
Do you feel like that's enough time for the marriage to see if the marriage is going to work?
Well, with my first one, yes, but...
Yeah, right. It depends, right? Your first marriage.
Because I could have felt like, I could have just, like, you kind of know, like, he must have had that feeling, too. Boy, ghosting your wife after 24 hours is a, what happened inside that 24? Maybe it was not a good wedding. Also, I'm guessing that it was a fly-by-night wedding, like maybe a chapel in Vegas.
I think he was just looking for that visa.
Oh, there we go. Did you give me information that
it
was a visa?
Yeah, he got his visa. And then,
well,
he met in Dallas, moved to Australia. I've got my visa. See ya.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be forced to consummate to say, okay,
well. Well, he did consummate it after. Don't forget, they had the first 24 hours together.
Well, you don't know that he consummated it.
Well, I'm hoping. I'm hoping. You know what? You know, at least a little something before you take the visa and run. Mm-hmm. A little something for me?
Yeah, I know exactly.
That's all. I mean, that would be the worst. We didn't even consummate the marriage.
Look, you can W-9 me, but I'm charging you $50,000 for this visa marriage.
Right.
Okay? If you can leave. You don't even need to consummate, but I'm going to need a check.
All right. In news of the least surprising thing I think that we've ever done on this show.
Okay.
Apparently, a mobile meth lab was discovered at the Florida Welcome Center.
Yeah, that's
not. It just seems like, hey, if you're going to come to Florida, you know what? We got meth waiting for you. We're ready for you.
Right, yeah. None of that is a surprise.
That is really... It shouldn't even be in News of the Weird. That's News of the Florida.
News of the Expected.
Yeah, it's absolutely expected that if you're going to go to Florida, the Welcome Center should include meth because that's what you're going to encounter for most of the time there.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Here's something. You are not lonely or socially isolated. You've got a big family, right? But apparently a new study says loneliness and social isolation could lead to men having more broken bones. You get broken bones.
No,
John. You're not even isolated.
Let's think about this. Well, I don't break the bones, though. That's just my bones are extremely strong. They don't break. They just get sprained. I just get sprains and stuff like that. Maybe small. No, not even fractures. So that's not true. But I do sit in an office for hours and hours at a time in my own office with the door closed writing up NFL. I go home and I immediately go into the room and watch my own shows by myself. Actually, this is making some sense now. This is making a lot of sense.
You're the most isolated family man in America.
Yeah, there's no family man. There's no man with as many kids and dog. Well, it's me and Splits. It's me and my dog. I don't isolate Splits. But everyone else, you know.
Pretty much isolated.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hey, we all have to make, you know, reservations to visit with Dad.
Right, as well as that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be.
9:56, we're done. We hope you enjoyed the show. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you have a great day.
Hey, you! I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?